Sandy in North Carolina needs some help removing wallpaper. How far into the process are you, Sandy?
Well, I've already did one room, but my biggest issue was that there was a lot of the glue residue left on the walls.
Yeah.
Have you tried fabric softener and water? I know it sounds weird, but it's an excellent wallpaper paste remover.
Are you? No, I haven't tried that.
It's worth a shot. I mean, otherwise, if it's not too much and you're just dealing with like a little bit of texture and residue, you could lightly sand that away too.
Yeah, and you know, if you use the fabric softener on your walls, it smells lemony fresh.
That won't sink into the sheetrock and stuff. That's
well, I'm not saying like
no,
super
don't
saturate it.
Don't saturate it. But you can spray it on. Some people do a diluted solution of it and get more of the paste off. And then a light sanding with a very fine sandpaper, like 200, 220 grit. And then you want to prime the wall with a good quality oil-based primer. And then you can paint it. And if you follow those steps, it's not as smooth as, you know, new drywall, but it'll be acceptable.
It'll get there. And then don't pick a paint that has any sort of a sheen if you don't get it, you know, super smooth. Because if you pick something, you know, I wouldn't even go eggshell. You know, I would go like flat.
Yeah, just good quality flat. Otherwise, any
you'll
little
see
bump
everything
in the wall when the light hits it, it'll show.
Right. So it'll show the imperfections more with
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you use something that's got a shine to it, it'll show the imperfections.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Sandy.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.